Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm Kelvin Wong.
And we also have a special guest host in today. His name is Zach Murillo. Zach, welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you in here. On today's episode, we have an interview with Zach Murillo about his wonderful ninja skills and about his awesome radio show that he is going to be starting up with in a little while. Also, we want to talk about, I want you guys to tell us how we're doing. Email us, Facebook us, tweet us, and call us in. We'll have more details in just a few moments. Also, we want to talk to you about pandas and how we're talking to them about as they are commodities. And also, Movember, what is it? How do you get into it? How do you get involved? All that and more coming up on this episode of Where the Wind Blows. First thing we're going to do today is, since tomorrow is Remembrance Day, we are going to start a 2 minute of silence in memory of all the soldiers who died in World War I, II, and the current war in Iraq. And that was our 1 minute of silence remembering the fallen soldiers of World War I, II, and also the current war in Afghanistan. Joining us today is Zach Murillo. Zach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. It's good to be on the show.
It's great to have you here. Now tell us, you've got the show starting. Tell us a little bit about the show you've got going on.
Well, it's called The Jukebox, and the basic premise is it's going to be an all-request radio station. All-request, meaning all week before the airing of the show, once a week. I have not set a air date yet. Still need to confirm that. But all week on Facebook and on Twitter, the listeners will be able to go on Facebook and request any song they want, and I will, in the week leading up to the show, I will try my best to find those songs and play them for you. Also, I'll be doing shout-outs, so say, oh, this song is dedicated to my girl. I'll say that on the show. And it's going to be an hour long. It's going to be all requests, so any song you want. If I can't find it, I'll give you an apology over Facebook, but hopefully that doesn't happen. So.
Awesome. That sounds like a fun show. And what's your show going to be called again?
The Jukebox.
The Jukebox. That's actually a pretty catchy show title.
Yeah, I actually found this morning the perfect intro song. So once I get my show started, that's the first thing you're going to be hearing, folks.
That sounds fantastic. Kelvin, what do you have to say about this wonderful radio show coming on?
I think it's awesome. We have a very first all-request radio show that I don't think we have on this campus.
That's awesome.
The Centennial On Demand.
That's so fantastic.
I think Zach is setting history here.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Got something special going here. Anyways, because we don't want to waste too much time today, Zach, you about a month ago, you had to use some ninja skills. I guess is the best way you could say.
Well, ninja martial arts.
What was the story? Tell us the story.
Okay.
Tell us. We want to listen. We want to hear. Everybody wants to hear.
Give us the
all
details.
All the dirty details. We want to hear.
Okay. Well, first, what happened was I was heading on my way to school. And as I was getting off the subway, I was the only person getting off the subway tracks, along with one other person. After the train left, I realized me and him were the only two on the platform. After a little while, as I was walking up the stairs, he taps me on the shoulder and asks me for my bag. I told him no. And after that, he pulled a knife out on me. Yeah, a knife. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Who would be stupid enough to pull a knife out on
Holy
somebody
crap.
In the subway?
That's just creepy, man.
So after that, I told him to F off. I'm not going to say the actual word on air because
yeah,
I don't want to get in trouble.
You can't do that.
No, I can't. So I told him to F off. He attacked me with the knife. So I managed to grab the knife hand, wrestle the knife out of his hands, and throw it onto the subway tracks. After that, he kicked me in the in the right leg, and I managed to kick him back onto the tracks.
Oh, my God.
And I limped all the way back to the school. And Mr. Eric Terry was the first one to get an interview about a month ago.
About a month ago, yeah. We were a little late getting this interview, but hey, you're here now. What was going through your head when this guy... Well, first of all, when this guy said, "Hey, nice bag," what was going through your head?
Well, at first, when he said when he asked me for the bag, he didn't have the knife out, so I'm like, "Okay, this guy's an idiot." As soon as he pulled the knife out, I'm like, "Oh, crud!"
Yeah. When he pulled the knife on you, what made you fight back? Because I honestly, my first instinct would be, "Okay, run, Eric, run," kind of thing. Run, Forrest, run, kind of thing, but. What made you decide you wanted to fight back?
Probably pure instinct. I took martial arts for many years as a kid, so my first instinct when someone attacks me is block, and then once they're unable to follow, try running away.
Wow, that's quite the intense story. And what did you report this to the police?
Eventually, After I came back to the school, I was kind of like still in shock of the whole situation actually happening. But then after heading to class and everybody convincing me to actually call the cops, I managed to. But when the cops went to Pape Station where this happened, they found no evidence of the guy. He managed to escape.
Wow, I wonder what this guy was thinking. Wow, this guy actually beat me. Jeez. And like, did you have anything valuable in your backpack at all?
My wallet, all my notebooks, all my books, my PSP.
Yeah, the PSP, I'd be frightened to lose that as well. But I don't have one. See, my backpack contains...
Your laptop.
My baby. which is $2,000 in itself, and at least,
yeah.
And then the software on it, it's worth quite a bit of money. So if those people who want to mug me, Zach's going to be with me tomorrow. so don't try anything. Calvin, do you have any questions for Zach?
No.
What are you doing over there?
Well, actually, I interviewed Zach on my show. It's Transmit Entertainment, so I already got the interview. And
yes, that's right. That's right.
This is our second interview. And
I do remember that.
Yeah, this is our second interview. And yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, Zach, stay with us because we have you here for the entire show.
Yep.
And before, I can't believe I forgot to say at the beginning of the show. Today, this week's show, guys, is all classic rock.
Woo!
I'm actually going to tell you guys.
What are you hitting down there?
I don't know. I kicked something. I'm gonna explain to you guys what we act like the inspiration for this episode. It's actually quite sad.
Very sad.
We have this classmate who shall remain nameless. Maybe this person is listening, and she'll.
No,
might be listening to this. But the reason why we actually decided to do this, the completely classic rock, is because she had no idea. We were listening to Queen in the calf, and she's like, "Who is this?" I was playing Bohemian Rhapsody, and she's like, "Well, what is this song? Who plays this?" And I was like, "You're kidding me, right?" I was like, "This is Queen." She's like, "Queen Latifah?" I was just like, "Oh my god!" And so for the rest of the day, we decided to mock her with different bands, different songs. Like, "Do you know this?" "Oh no, I don't know this. I don't know this." And it was absolutely crazy. So I said, "You know what? I'm gonna make a show that'll just completely stump her."
This show's dedicated to you, person who shall remain nameless until the end of the show.
Maybe we'll rename her name at the end of the show. Maybe. That's a maybe, though.
Not. I'll give her a hint.
Don't get your hopes up, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you a hint. She is a co-host for one of the internet radio shows here, but I can't tell you who because there are many female co-hosts.
And she's also in our program.
Okay, that just narrowed it down too much.
Yeah, really?
Alrighty.
I narrowed it down to like five people.
Anyways, so here, yes. So guys, so today is completely classic rock, and we're going to start you off with some good old AC/DC. Here it is.
Rock on. We'll be right back.
And ladies and gentlemen, whoa, that was a little loud. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Rock You Like a Hurricane by Scorpion. And before that, it was If You Want Blood, You Got It by AC/DC. Next lineup on the show, we want to ask you, how are we doing? We want to know, how is our show doing? What do you think of our show? What can we do more of? What can we do less of? What do you like that we're doing right now that's good to stay the same? Let us know. Throw us an email, wherethewindblows@live.com. Message us, catch us on Facebook at Where the Wind Blows. It is a communication group, people. Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are, and I'm missing one. Call us. Yes, the most important one. Give us a call. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our extension here. Give us a call. I'm going to repeat everything again. Email wherethewindblows@live.com. That was too fast. Let me slow that down for you. wherethewindblows@live.com. Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. Facebook is Where the Wind Blows. It's a communication group. And call us 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Zach, what about you?
Well, if you're awkward like a lot of people and you're still actually at the school, you can actually come see us in person. We may let you in the studio.
We may. because there have been. I know there were a couple people from the class actually still kind of chilling. They were watching some movie. I don't know what, something about Scott Pilgrim. I don't know,
something stupid like that.
And then they decided that they were just gonna pop in and uninvited, but we let them in anyways because we have nice hearts.
Because we're nice, yeah.
We're nice people. Speaking about these people, we want to know maybe from you guys. What are we doing good? What are we not doing good? What should we continue?
Here, come steal my microphone for a sec.
Well, while we get those going, like I said, we wanna hear from you guys. Facebook, Twitter, email, call. We like to hear your voice. We love to hear from you. And we've got one of our guests here. Hey, and who are we speaking with?
Mark.
Mark, hey buddy, what's your opinion? How are we doing?
You guys are doing great. Just keep up with the rock music, I would say, especially today's lineup.
Is there anything, like, format-wise that you... Whoa, I lowered myself. I'm talking about the chair, I swear, guys. The, like, format-wise, like, is the format okay? Like, is the show itself all right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is Calvin doing a good job?
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
That's yeah, good. Right. Okay.
You're doing a fine job, man. Seriously.
You're great, Calvin.
You're doing great. All right, thanks, Mark. We have somebody else in the studio. And I'll be honest, guys. Seriously, if you don't like the show, just tell us. We won't.
Yes, please be honest.
We might kick you out, though, but other than that.
If we don't like the comments. No, I'm just kidding.
What about you? And what's your name?
Who are we talking to?
It's Kim.
I think you guys are doing a great job. I think you guys are pretty up to date with everything. And I don't think there's anything you could really improve in on.
That's good. That's good to hear. Everybody else out there listening, please, 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 we want to hear your feedback. WhereTheWindBlows@live.com. Facebook, that's Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. And on Facebook, Where the Wind Blows, call us. We love hearing your calls, guys. That's honestly probably one of our most favorite things to do on the show, is just to listen to you call. 416-289-5000 extension 8615. I know you guys are listening out there. Don't be afraid to call. If you don't like hearing your voice on air, too bad. Give us a call anyways. 416-289-5000 extension 8615. And while we're waiting for you guys to come in here, we've got another great song that actually Zach put on the playlist, and it's actually called The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. We'll be right back. And ladies and gentlemen, that was The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. That was awesome. That was great. This month is... apparently they changed the name of the month on me. I thought it was called November, but apparently they changed it to Movember. I did a bit of research on it. And apparently, to raise awareness for prostate cancer, they decided to have this awareness where they would have guys grow a mustache. Now, since I cannot grow a mustache, I can grow everything else but. So I decide that, you know what? I'm going to grow a beard. And I have suggested to my co-host Calvin to grow one as well. Calvin, you're going to grow your Asian mustache.
Sure, why not? Just for this month.
Yeah, that's what I meant, just for the month. I'm not shaving for a whole month.
Yeah, Zach, you too. That's all right.
Okay, fine. I just shaved yesterday, so I guess I'll try to stop.
No, everyone here in the studio is going to stop shaving for the rest of the month. So those so those guests who just walked in, men-wise,
No offense to you, Kim. None. I mean, absolutely zero.
We're not allowed to shave this month.
I'm afraid of getting hit with a newspaper again.
You probably will. Anyways, guys. Wait a second. We've got one post here telling us what they think of how we're doing. Friend. I know.
Whoa, nice.
From Brendan McClellan from Oshawa, Ontario. Loving the music choice today, guys. Classic rock, way to go. Think maybe you need to have a show devoted to stuff like Red Hot Chili Peppers and other mellow rock bands like that. Hey, that's a good idea. Let's throw that in there. Thank you, Brandon, for the feedback. That's great. Like I said, we'd love to hear people's feedback. If you want to call us, you know, we're here. 416-289-5000, extension 8615.
We're waiting.
We can't say we're waiting. No, don't delete it. Don't delete it. Why would we want to delete it? Jeez, that's our feedback there. If you're going to delete it, I'll forget.
Maybe they posted it at the shuffleboard.
What? No, it's not in the... Oh, good call. Yeah, there's nothing in the discussion board. Nice try, though.
There's nothing in the discussion board. All right. But it's good to know.
Kelvin almost had a good idea.
Anyways, So back to Movember, guys. It's to raise awareness for prostate cancer. How can you contribute? I will tell you how. Go to ca.movember.com, and all the information is there for you. I'm just going to do a quick little rundown of how the whole site works. It's suggested to donate, to donate to prostate cancer, because the way that all this works, the only way we can help fight cancer is to donate our money to help raise funds for the actual research itself. Also, like I said, I would suggest to donate. If obviously for some reasons you cannot donate, grow a beard. The hobos out there, you got a great start. Who else has a great start that we know of? That one guy in this school, he's got a beard about down to his nipples.
Yeah, that's pretty long.
That guy's awesome. You're off to a great start there, buddy. I don't know your name, but you're off to a fantastic start. My dad has a mustache. We won't say anything about his mustache. My godfather has the sickest mustache I've ever seen in my life. It's like one of those like cowboy mustaches. It goes like over your lips and like down. It suits him perfectly, and it's actually amazing. I'll see if I can pull up a picture later. Anyways, I'm growing everything but a mustache because I can't grow a mustache. So my beard, lack thereof, is growing ever so slowly. I haven't shaved in probably 2 weeks. I shaved November 30th. So no, November, because that's the end of this month. December, not December, that's next month.
October.
I'm sick, guys. Leave me alone. October 30th, thank you. October 30th, I shaved because it was actually for a Halloween costume, which is, I was Sheldon Cooper, and Sheldon does not have a beard. And I haven't shaved since.
From Big Bang Theory, for those of you who don't know who that is.
Thank you, Zach. I'm hoping that people know who that is, because if you don't, that's sad. We actually had one classmate in our class, one classmate today who said, Big Bang Theory sucks. I just stood up and I said, excuse me? And he said, you heard me. And we didn't talk for the rest of the day.
Probably not for the rest of the week after that. But.
Probably. We'll see how things go.
See if he's in a good mood tomorrow. And by that, I mean E.T.
Excuse me?
Oh.
If you're in a good mood with him tomorrow, if you're not mad with him.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess that works. So, yeah, guys, Movember. So the rest of us guys here, we're going to talk about, we're going to, everybody in the studio, and now Mark is now victim of because he popped in. Good job, Mark. I'm proud of you.
Kind of your fault.
Just a little bit about Movember. I've got the website up here on my laptop. Let's read a little bit. Oh, that's loud. So the reason why, how it all started, first of all, Movember, the Mo, it was just Mo, which is slang for mustache, and then November, so you know, you keep bring together and poof, you got Movember. We're challenged men, so don't grow a mustache. The rules are very simple, guys. From November, start Movember 1st, clean shaven, and grow a mustache for the entire month. And obviously, for those of you who can't grow a mustache, you know, the alternative is to grow, you know,
a beard,
or don't shave for a month.
Except your unibrow. Shave that, please.
Please shave your unibrow, guys. This started in 2004, in 2004, the campaign evolved and focused on raising awareness and funds for the number one cancer affecting men, which is prostate cancer. And 432, quote unquote, Mobros joined the movement that year, and they raised $55,000 for the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia.
Woo.
Yeah, that's good on you, mate, as they say down under. So yeah, that's great. So what you guys can do, seriously, start. Don't shave for a month. Try, if you can't grow a mustache, you know, that's okay. You know, I can't do it either. So just grow a beard, guys. And guys, I mean guys out there, not you ladies too. Unless you ladies can grow a mustache too. I know some customers that come through my till who have quite the extravagant mustache. Please shave that. For you men out there, grow your facial hair, please. Except for your, as Zach said, your unibrow. Please fix that. ASAP. Because nobody wants to see that. Calvin's going to grow a mustache.
Yeah, well.
If he can.
He's going to, you know, he can. Have you not seen that peach fuzz? It'll grow.
Peach fuzz. Keyword peach fuzz, yeah.
It'll grow. So, yeah, so guys, grow whatever facial hair you can. It's going to be great. We've got a question here.
We do.
It's on my messages.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. It's from my mother. Oh, she said, how do I listen to it on my site rather than going to Dad's site? Well, Mom, let me tell you how. Go to CentennialOnDemand.com. It's all one word, CentennialOnDemand.com. And when you get there, click on radio. Make sure I know you're using Internet Explorer, Mom, so.
Use that.
So people who are trying to hack my mother, don't. I'll find you. So CentennialOnDemand.com. Click on radio. You scroll down, and it says to listen on a PC. Now, I'm going to repeat this because I know sometimes it's hard for you to understand computer language because I know I'm probably talking Chinese to you here, or Cantonese, or Mandarin, whatever Calvin speaks.
Hi.
Where it says to listen on a PC, it's a listen here. You click it, a window will pop up. If you don't have, if the pop-up blocker is off, get Melanie, who's my sister, guys. Get her to unblock it if you're having trouble. You listen to the podcast later, but it says listen here. The website says listen here, and then you can just listen to it from there. And you should be good to do it on your own site, so you don't have to go on Dad's all the time and look at his nerdy background on his computer. So yeah, that's how you do that. So, and anybody else who wants to listen, if you're listening on a Mac, well, obviously whoever's listening out there is, well, listening. Yes. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Just let everybody else hear these tips for those who are
for those people who cannot listen to the. For those who are going to be listening to the podcast because you were unable to get to the actual website, and I'm unable to do that. If you're listening on a PC, you must Explorer.
Yeah, and just on top of that, if you are using Internet Explorer, the website for that is, it should be mswebcast01.centennialcollege.ca/.
That's if you're on a Mac.
ccradio.html.
That's if you're on a Mac.
Well, it works on Internet Explorer too.
All right.
So
well,
if you're a Windows-based person or Mac,
if you're Mac, it's actually a little bit trickier. So, like I said, for those of you who are trying to who are trying to listen in camp and you're having to rely on listening to the podcast, if you're listening on a Mac, you have to download the VLC Media Player for OS 10, and then you have to copy and paste the link that's posted there open audio stream or new audio stream, one or the other, and it'll have that for you right there, and that'll be great. That'll work perfectly, and you should be able to listen to us live. If not, we are sorry for the technical difficulties, and you'll have to stick to listening to us on the podcast, which unfortunately you wouldn't be able to interact, which unfortunately is really unfortunate. And we actually Brandon McClellan, who told us earlier, what you can do instead of, if you don't have the pop-up blocker, right-click on where it says listen here, hope you're listening, Mom, and click on open in new tab, and you won't have to worry about the pop-up. The time is now 7:37 p.m., and we have another wonderful song for you here today. Actually, we're going to skip a little bit. Whoever knows Rush, great band, great, great, great band. Here is Fly By Night by Rush. Hope you guys enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Fly By Night by Rush. Man, I wonder if our person that inspired this show actually knows any of these artists.
Or if she's listening.
Or if you're listening, if you actually, for the person who's listening or who inspired the show, if you know any of these songs, call us!
416.
So by the way, we won't be hearing from you. So now we're going to move on to a topic that I was actually reading in the paper over the weekend. Actually, it's over the last couple of weeks. It's great news. Toronto is going to be bringing in some pandas from China into the Toronto Zoo. They'll be here in 2012, and a flash just went off of my face. Thank you, Mark. Okay. That was wonderful. Change your ISO.
Turn off the flash.
Turn off the flash. I'm sure you can find a way to get around it. Use the flash. Anyways, sorry about that off topic. I have ADHD, guys.
It's okay.
Oh, that's fine. You can talk now, Zach. Now we can hear you.
Finally.
There we go. Yay! We can hear, our guest co-host now. That's fantastic. Anyways, we're talking about pandas here, guys. It was great. There's a couple links up on YouTube. Not on YouTube. On the Facebook group about this exact event that we're talking about. And because it was in the Toronto Sun. And I was reading it. And they were talking like they were commodities. Like they were product you could just pull off a shelf, or you could go to a dealership and like, can I order some pandas? It sounded quite disturbing. For those of you who have your laptops, well, obviously you have your computer handy, go to the Facebook group and look at these videos and look at the actual, you know, articles themselves. One was they're trying to get a discount. Come on, guys. They're animals. They're actual beings. We've actually got... Now, that's my opinion here. You know, everybody's got their opinion. I'm going to turn the mic over to Kelvin. What do you think, buddy?
I don't know much about the story, so I'm not going to give a little review on it. But one of your friends, Natalie Jacobs, has a comment on our Facebook group.
Alrighty. And Natalie is from London, Ontario, by the way, guys. I know she's originally from London, Ontario, but where she is from now, she's out there somewhere. So yeah, Natalie, thank you for your opinion. And Calvin, what did she say?
So her comment on the story is, pandas and commodity on the news is nothing but a two-man show. China wants the big bucks, and we simply want the pandas. Hence, money is the deal. We know pandas are animals, and yes, they are beings, but we're talking about officials here, government people. Money's the only thing that will keep them quiet. Like, look at the G20 summit, for example. My point being, the government used money, our taxpayers' money, to keep officers of the OPP quiet about the five feet perimeter fence law, and now we're cooperating in these acts by doing it to get pandas into our zoo.
Can you read properly, man? Are your glasses okay?
Maybe she typed it wrong. Read the last sentence.
For the hefty price tag, we should be getting a family of pandas, not just two. Thank you for your input there, Natalie. And I know we are expecting a phone call from somebody. And so while we're waiting, we're going to turn the mic over to Zach. Zach, what do you think of this whole situation?
Well, considering it's from China, where almost everything is made, I'm not surprised that this is happening. On the other hand, though, it is pretty bad that they are talking about them like common items. We're not talking about Hot Wheels here, people. We're talking about living animals. We're talking about pandas. So
that's true. I do like Hot Wheels.
Ooh, Hot
but
Wheels.
But I also do like pandas, and I'd love to see them. But just the way that they're talking about them. Yes, I understand that money is involved. I understand that, but to be talking at them as if you can just, you know, go into, you know, they did talk about it. It's as if they went to a dealership. You know, you go to a car dealership. Hey, can I get this? Oh yeah. They pull up all their connections. They do all this, and it's not what you should be doing for an actual animal, because, you know, it's immoral. Because, well, I wouldn't go so far to say immoral. It's just, it doesn't seem right that you're talking. It's like me going to Zach. Hey, Zach, you know, you're coming into the radio show today. That's great. Do we get a discount? You know, I'm taking you out of your own time. But you know what? I want to pay. I'm paying big bucks to have you come in here, even though I'm really not. But I want a discount just because I want you in the studio and just because I want you at this time. Does that sound right?
No, and by the way, it's not happening.
Fine. Calvin, what about you?
I don't know. I have no comment on it.
Of course there's no comment. What about our guests in the studio? Do you guys have any opinions on this at all?
Either of you?
Of course, they're cuddling in the corner. they don't have their opinions. Well, they do have opinions. They just don't want to voice them because one is radio shy, and the other, the radio shy person is sitting on the other, on the person who probably has an opinion that just doesn't want to get out.
That's really descriptive.
Well, that's why I'm in radio. You gotta be descriptive. You can't see anything.
Give me all the details.
We're not gonna be any more descriptive here, people.
I'm not gonna get that far. But anyways, back to our pandas. I think it's just unjust. I don't know how you would put that.
Yes, unjust. That's a word.
Unjust. It's unjust for them to call. It's almost.
It's just wrong.
Yes. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. It's not fair to be talking about a living, breathing being as a commodity, or as Dr. Tran would say, a macodity. I'm not a macodity, as Dr. Tran would say. Calvin's cracking up over there, and Zach's trying not to.
Get back in the recycling box.
Not the recycling box. Inside joke.
Yes.
So I think that's all people really have to say, because someone was going to call in, and... The little guy never did call
in. Well,
just in case,
if they forget, the number is...
Yes, I forgot to say that.
Yeah.
So, for our buddy who does want to call in, I guess I forgot to tell you the number. Whoops. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. I'm going to say that one more time real slow. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. That was cool.
That was nice.
Thank you.
We're waiting for your call.
And we're not going to just wait. We're going to cut to another song here while we're waiting for our wonderful friend. Who knows the song BTO? A band called BTO.
I kind of do. I've heard a couple of their songs. I've heard this song.
Anyways, here we go. Taking Care of Business by BTO.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Taking Care of Business by BTO, a.k.a. Bachman Turner Overdrive. We actually ran out of things to talk about, so I'm just going to improv.
That's a first.
No, that's definitely not a first. So I'm going to improv. Okay, guys. Last week, the reason why we didn't have a show, for those of you who don't know, I was at the advanced screen of a movie called Due Date. Wait for it to come out on DVD.
Or you can give them a brief overview of the movie.
I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to tell them the same thing, just wait until it comes out in DVD. I went to see the screening. It was all right. All the funny parts are actually in the trailer. Everything else, really, you know, it wasn't... The storyline itself wasn't that funny. There were humorous moments, yes. There were moments where I was doubled over laughing, yes. But it wasn't... like what they said it was going to be like The Hangover. It was nothing like The Hangover. The Hangover was 6 out of 5 stars.
And what would you rank this one?
3.
3.
A 3 out of 5 stars, guys. It's a good story. It's just it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a lot funnier than it was. Kind of wish I did the show last week instead. Whatever.
Hindsight 2020.
What?
Hindsight is 2020.
Sure, whatever that means. Okay, so explain.
None of you know. Okay. Hindsight, as in looking back into the past. 2020, as in perfect vision.
Oh, I get it now.
Oh.
Kind of loses its purpose when I have to explain it to you people.
I'm a little slow.
Hush, 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 hush. I'm sick. That's my excuse. I'm sick.
I'm slow.
Like I said, the movie was all right. It wasn't the greatest movie I ever saw. But, you know what? I'm not going to let you say... I'm not going to let my opinion...
Ruin
your experience of going to see this movie. If you want to see it, go. By all means, go see this movie. I'm not going to stop you. I can't stop you unless I was at the door waiting for you, but that'd be kind of creepy if I was.
Just a little.
Just I would my personal suggestion would be just wait till it comes out on DVD, rent it, and see what you think. I wouldn't go to theaters now and see it. That's just my opinion. On a completely unrelated note, I got a BlackBerry yesterday.
Woo! BBM.
Yeah. They aren't lying when they call it a CrackBerry. It is the most addicting piece of technology I have ever owned in my life, and that includes my Mac, and that includes my iPod Touch. This BlackBerry is the most addicting thing. It's flashing red at me right now, and that means I have a message of some sort, and it's so hard not to touch it. I've been doing very good this show, haven't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't really said anything unless I'm not talking.
Yeah.
I haven't even said anything. And I don't have a BlackBerry.
I'm glad you're not touching my BlackBerry.
I don't even have one.
Well, good. You should get one. They're addicting. Yeah. they're great phones. I didn't think I would get this addicted this quickly.
Is the addiction a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. It's keeping me in the loop, I guess. So I guess it's a good thing, and I guess it's a bad thing the way... I don't know. Well, the word addiction is a bad word in itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking about bad words in itself...
So what would we change addiction to? Obsession?
No, it's not an obsession. I'm getting used to the technology. For those of you who have a BlackBerry out there, I'm going to throw this poll out, and we're going to throw up on the group as well before we go. It's 9:57 right now. We've got time for one more. Thank you. 7:57 is what I meant to say. 9:57. I'm still, I'm sick, okay? My excuse is I'm sick. We still have a few minutes here. I think we're going to go a bit over, but I don't think you guys... I'm pretty sure you guys don't mind listening to us for a few more minutes. We're going to put a poll up, and we want to know what your opinion is. BlackBerry or iPhone? What is your personal preference and why? Throw us an email. Mention us on Twitter. I'd say call in, or maybe when we bring it up next week, call us in and let us know what you think. It'd be great to hear from you and see what your opinion is. Personally, before I went BlackBerry, I was thinking, I want an iPhone. I'm a Mac guy. I need to get the iPhone to complete the set. Yeah, it's too expensive.
Just a little.
I work at a grocery store 2 days a week and 4 hour shifts each. I don't have the money for an iPhone. You know, I got my BlackBerry and I think I'm fine now. So we want to know what your opinion is, guys. So let us know. Twitter, Where Wind Blows Are. Facebook, Where the Wind Blows. It's a communication group. Where the Wind Blows at live.com is our email. And next week, call us 416-289-5000. So that's our little opinion there. So we're gonna play one more song before we have to go here. This is another song that Zach was ever so wonderful to put in our playlist. This is a wonderful classic. Here is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. And that is all the time we have for today, folks. Galvin?
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, guys. Your feedback was muchly appreciated for all of our listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yes, remember,
I'm going to put the vote up on Facebook. It'll be under discussions. Make sure you check that out when you get there. iPhone or BlackBerry, and we'll see where you guys stand on that. So anyways, this is us saying goodbye. I'm Eric Terry.
I'm Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo, your guest host for this week.
And thank you guys for listening in. We are going home, guys. Thanks so much for listening in. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.